Next case.
Next application is case number 11479, the application of Rebecca Holson, trustee. Site is northeast of South Bay Shore Drive, 1 mile southeast of Route 16 Broadkill Road, and 1,000 feet southeast of Marlin Drive in Broadkill Beach, with a 911 address of 2202 South Bay Shore Drive, Milton, with a tax map ID of 235, map 10.06, parcel number 48.01, requesting a variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirements. On this application, gentlemen, the applicant is requesting a 0.6-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for a dwelling, a 7.7-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for a deck, and requesting a 5.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a deck. We received no letters of support. We did receive one letter in opposition, and we did not receive any mail returns. Okay. The letter of opposition, I'll read to you in a second.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lori Bronstein, 18415 Boone Hall Road, Lewis.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Bill Schaub. I'm here representing the applicant in this case. First of all, the applicant is actually the trustee of her late father's trust. In preparing this variance, I asked her about attending. She said she'd only even been in the property a couple times in her life, and she asked that the realtor, Ms. Bronstein, be here because she said she knows far more about the property than actually Ms. Holston did does. The property was purchased by Ms. Holston's parents in 1978 as a vacant lot, and they built a house in 1979. Mrs. Holston died. It was property, then Mr. Holston put it in his trust. He then passed away, and in his trust said that he appointed his daughter as trustee and said he ordered her to sell the property as soon as possible. It was listed for sale with Ms. Bronstein, and contract was signed. In fact, the buyers are sitting in the back row because they wanted to see what happened tonight. And a survey was done in preparation for the settlement, and as so often happens, that survey showed that the issues that Mr. Lank discussed. The parties then agreed that the settlement would be put on hold until a decision was made on the variances, because the variance items are extremely important to this house. The members of the board, I believe, do have, with your application, the survey itself. And it shows, again, it's so common with Broadkill, an irregularly shaped lot, and probably one of the ones that causes the most variance issues other than the one Mr. Fuquay had. The pie shape would probably cause the most, and the next one is a trapezoid? Mm-hmm. Everything's angled, because everyone builds thinking it's rectangular, and of course it turns out not to be. However, still, despite the irregular shape, they did a pretty good job of building. The back of the house is supposed to be 10 feet from the back property line, and it's 9.4, and given the fact that I have pictures showing it, given the fact it's beachfront and scrub pines, it's very hard to tell what the actual back property line of the property is, so being within 0.6 feet at its closest is fairly de minimis. The same thing on the deck. The deck, as you can tell, is a wraparound deck, and if I may give to Mr. Lank, I have pictures, clearer pictures.
No pass, man.
So in this package, the first picture just shows the front of the house. In this case, there is no variance needed relating to the front. The second picture, it's the house on the right, is the house in question. And the deck that is on the far left side is the side deck that is 4.5 feet from the property line versus 10. But actually, if Mr. Lincoln correct me here, I think it could actually be 5 feet. It could have encroached 5 feet into the setback.
Could have, at the first floor level.
Sorry.
Which it is.
He's corrected me. It should have been 10 feet there. But that's the point where the lot, instead of being at its closest, were it a rectangular lot, that corner, the one closest corner deck, would be 10 feet from the sideline. However, you can see it's because it comes in, and we can only guess, because this was done 35 years ago, that when it was built, the builder was thinking that that line was a straight line. The third page is just a closer picture of the deck on the side of the property that encroaches. And then the fourth and fifth pictures are attempts to kind of show the length of the deck along the back of the property, but they also show that the house itself is pretty much in line with the house, at least to the
that's to the north, and the next one's to the south.
Yeah, to the south of the property.
South. The next is south.
We do not have an explanation for why the deck is too close. I mean, I don't know, the trustee does not know why it was built that way. She said it has been that way as long as her parents have owned the property. The uniqueness to the property, one, as you've heard from me and others before, is just that in Broadkill you have either very small lots, very unusually shaped lots, or in some instances, but a combination of the two. In this case, it's probably more the uniqueness, since this is a little bit bigger lot than many. But the shape of it obviously is what created the one encroachment on the side. It has existed that way for approximately 35 years. To correct it, the biggest problem is to correct it, because to correct it, you really would have to remove the entire deck. You'd have to remove the entire deck, which faces the bay, and as one can imagine, that's probably one of the most attractive features of the house, is a deck that overlooks the water. But given the current setbacks, the deck, there really is not room for that deck or pretty much any other deck on the rear. The hardship was not created by the applicant, same last name, but as say her position as owner is just as trustee of her father's trust. Certainly the variance won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, in that there are many, many, many variances in Broadkill Beach for various and sundry reasons, usually similar to these. People just ran out of room when they built their houses. And needless to say, people weren't as careful as they should have been. There's no question about that. But we are now 35 years later, and there isn't anything we can do about that other than punish the present owner and punish any prospective buyers by saying the deck has to be taken down. Certainly the variance isn't going to be detrimental to the public welfare or to the, and not going to substantially impair or affect the surrounding properties, because as the pictures show, it's about equal in distance from the water as far as the setback goes as the other houses. The requested variance is the minimum that can afford relief, because as I said, the only other option is to require the removal of the deck, and it's the least modification that is possible for the continued use of this property in its current state. And again, it is just something that cannot practically be corrected without removing what probably is one of the most attractive features of the home, which would constitute a substantial, significant hardship to the to the present owner certainly would adversely affect the buyers, but they don't own it yet, obviously. And we believe the criteria for the variance are met. I would like to ask Ms. Bronstein a few questions, if I may. Ms. Bronstein, your employment is?
A real estate agent.
And you live in Broadkill Beach, do you?
I used to.
And you have properties there?
Yes, I do.
And is it fair to say you specialize in listing and selling properties in Broadkill Beach?
Yes.
And you're familiar with this property?
Yes.
How would the value of the property be affected if the porch facing the bay had to be removed?
That's a critical feature of the house.
Is the layout of this property or its location or the situation of deck very much different than other properties in that area?
Not at all.
Do you feel that this house is, in fact, comparable with other houses in the area in terms of what's there and where it sits?
Yes.
I don't have any other questions of Ms. Bronstein, and I don't have anything else to say.
Okay. One of the things that you did state, Mr. Schaub, and I think is not to take away from any of your testimony or whatever, you had said that the deck would have to be removed, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Lank, but only the deck can encroach 5 feet, being it's at the first floor. Is that correct?
If it's at the first floor level, I didn't ask the question if it was. I don't know what's below. It looks like below is enclosed, but I don't know for what.
Right.
The underside of the home is a small enclosed storage area.
The storage?
Yes.
No living quarters.
There's no flood zone.
Oh, yeah. It's no, a V-zone. It's waterfront.
It's not living space.
No bathroom, no living space, no...
Actually, there is a half bath and an outdoor shower.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Then it becomes living space. But if it was in 79, it may have been in compliant. If the permit was in 79, it may have been in compliant at the time it was built.
Right.
So we don't know.
There are a lot of these old properties on Broadkill that have these half bathrooms downstairs, so people didn't have to go up into the house. It's like got a dirt floor.
That doesn't relate to the flood regulations. Flood regulations were required in 76, but we don't know the specifics of 76 regulations, mm-hmm. which would have been in effect in 79 compared mm-hmm. to today's. They're substantially different.
Mm-hmm.
It may have been allowed back then. We'd have to really do some research, figure it out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The portfolio of the trustee portfolio, was there any certificate of compliances or for the dwelling or the deck, or they put it all together, or was it?
No, I asked Ms. Holston, and she said she really has had almost no involvement in this home. The only paper she had were the trust agreement itself, and that merely appointed her as trustee of the trust after her father passed away, and it ordered her to sell, basically says as soon as possible were her orders. So this is not even a discretionary action on her part. She is ordered, just as oftentimes in a will you will have that, where an executor says, bunch of kids, or the person, the decedent says, a bunch of kids, I don't want them to fight over it, I order my executor to sell. That's what's happened here.
Okay.
So she's just following up with the terms of the trust, but she knows nothing. She has no paperwork regarding the property at all.
And therefore, her being the applicant wasn't created by her.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
That's good.
Any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Mr. Workman.
Was that added all the same time? Was that built all at once underneath part two? Or did they add that later?
I don't know. It looks original, but I don't know.
And according to Ms. Holston, it's her belief everything was done at the same time. But again, if she were standing here, she would say she didn't know either. But she probably would probably say she saw it somewhere along in the 80s. But she told me everything was just the way it was built. But
okay. And Mr. Rickard?
No, I just want to... Mr. Schaub has brought me up to date on what that from geometry for an 80-year-old guy. I forgot that was a trapezoid. Okay, my geometry has left me a little while.
I do my best.
15 minimus, right side yard. I haven't heard that word used in a long time either, so.
Three years in law school.
Okay, good.
Mr. Sharp.
Just a couple. Ms. Bronstein, did you hear the statements made by Mr. Schaub?
Yes.
Do you believe them to be true and correct?
Yes.
And is there a septic system on this property at all?
Yeah, in fact, the septic system at the time the house went under contract failed inspection. It sits in the front setback of the home, which in your front picture is sort of to the front left, where the gray area is. And since that time, the entire septic system has been replaced. So now it's...
All that stone area?
Yeah, the stone area is gone, and now it's the drain field.
So that have perhaps limited the placement options of the house and the structures when
completely,
it was built?
Completely, just like all the other houses on Broad Hill, driveway, septic in the front, and now it's in full compliance with septic requirements.
I have no further questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Did you say the stone area is where your septic's at?
Yeah, it was gravel for parking, and a lot of that had to be dug up for the septic field.
So where's your parking at now?
To the right side where the darker gravel is. There were two, there's a lighter area of gravel or something to the left, and that area has been totally dug up. And then a bit of the brown gravel is also gone now. Uh-huh. And now there's a smaller parking area.
Smaller parking, larger septic.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Is there anyone in favor of the application? There are two hands that went up. And is there anyone in opposition to the application?
I do have one letter or email if you'd like me to read.
Absolutely.
It's from Susan Wendell and Sarah Bodie Friendly, the owners of property 2208 South Bayshore Drive, the immediate neighbors to the south and west of the petitioner. I make reference to the address. We understand that the posted notification that Ms. Holston is trustee has requested a zoning variance from the county side porch and setback rules governing distance between our homes. While the mandated standard side setback is 10 feet from our respective property lines, we understand that your office and the surveyors on the property that the existing raised deck at the subject address line at 2208 runs only 4.5 to 5.5 feet in violation of that regulation. Currently, there are two air handlers for the HVAC units at the southwest corner, which are housed on the raised deck. While they are a noise nuisance at that close in distance, we are not asking that the existing deck line be removed back to the required 10-foot setback or that the air handlers be relocated. We do, however, strongly request that any alteration of the existing deck or structure be made to come into compliance with the existing side, front, and back setback rules. In addition, if Ms. Holston or any subsequent owner would like to remodel or remove and add additional construction, then we request that any new structure fully comply with the 10-foot side setback rule and whatever similar footage setback regulates a structure on the front and back of the lot. We would also like to request this letter be a part of the public record associated with this application, makes reference to the hearing, and state that it cannot be in attendance.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. Okay. If there's no other discussion.
Members of the board, would I be permitted to just correct something stated in that letter?
Sure.
I think the pictures show that
the air handlers are on the ground. I thought that letter said they were up on the deck, but they're not.
That's what it said.
It's much closer into the house. It's on.
So I just point that out. The pictures show the deck, and you don't see any structures up on that deck. And on the third picture, you can see the HVAC units down on the ground. So
mm-hmm.
I'd just like to point that out. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to see a better picture, I can.
Not unless you want to turn your cell phone into us. Because we'd have to hold that for the record. Okay. Is there a motion for this case?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11479. I believe the applicant has demonstrated the standards for creating a variance admirably, and also the fact that the uniqueness to this property is certainly shown, and is a trapezoid, and also the fact that the unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant. That's a, understand it's a command to sell that property. She's a trustee, not responsible for what was there. The variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood. Most homes in that area are also looking at variances for smaller lots and different shaped lots. And it will not, the request of variance is dependent on that we're afforded relief, I believe. And also the request of variance represents the least modification possible for the regulation in use.
Okay, have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second to approve case number 11,479. All those in favor, Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickert.
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And aye, for the reasons stated. So for the vote of 4-0 in favor, the motion for case number 11,479 for approval is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.